Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. As we all know, things move fast in the world of digital information technology, so every once in a while it can be useful to catch up on recent developments, especially on ones that will have an effect on our everyday lives. With that in mind, here's a little update on things that may be of interest both today and tomorrow. First off, Facebook is at it again. That's not really news. Facebook always seems to be up to something that surprises its users, sometimes for the good, sometimes not. The latest Facebook attempt to make money from information about its 500 million users is a new option for Facebook quote-unquote partners, read advertisers, called Sponsored Stories. This new capability allows advertisers to use Facebook users' status updates in advertisements sent then to the user's friends. Here's how it will work, and in fact, how it's beginning to work right now. Say you're a Facebook member, and for whatever reason, and against all warnings about the dangers of doing so, you decide to update your status on Facebook by posting that right now you're in a particular store buying a shirt. If that store is a Facebook partner, then that partner company can grab your status update and send it to all your friends with a little message about how swell the company's shirts are, which is why you're buying one in their store right now. Facebook, of course, sees this as a great service, not to mention a great generator of ad revenue. Kent Schoen, Facebook's product manager for this new service, put it this way, quote, "The reality is when we make a decision, we're looking for information, and we want that information to come from people we trust." End quote. Oh, well, you might say, this is just another Facebook attempt to make money. And if I don't want my name and location sent around to my friends and what I'm buying as a sort of unsolicited advertising testimonial about businesses or their products, I'll just opt out in my Facebook privacy settings. Except you won't, because there is no opt-out. We'll keep an eye on this new service and see how Facebook members react to it once they figure out what's going on. It's no secret that Facebook has had lots of bad press about their lack of sensitivity to user privacy in the past, and no surprise that this latest move is likely to cause a flap as well. What may be surprising is that Facebook's privacy gaffes have occasioned an effort to provide an alternative to Facebook, a social network in which the user has complete control over what kind of personal information he or she reveals, to whom, and when. A new project called Diaspora is underway. It's an open source project funded through Kickstart, one of the crowdfunding sites we've looked at in the past, and its goal is to create a privacy-sensitive alternative to Facebook. If you'd like to take a look at what they have in mind, go to http://blog.joindiaspora.com. Meanwhile, another interesting idea is being explored by a group of students at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, who have reportedly come up with a way to store information in, are you ready for this, in bacteria, such as the common E. coli bacteria found in all of our guts. What? You heard right. This is not an April Fool's joke. Their project won first place at the International Genetically Engineered Machine Competition sponsored by MIT. Not only did the students manage to store information in the bacteria, they were able to store not just text, but also pictures and even barcodes. And they were able to encrypt the information as well, so that the bacterial storage system was secure. Using the system that the students came up with, they estimate that 1 gram of bacteria, that's about a third of an ounce, could store about 900,000 gigabytes of information, or about the amount of all the information stored in the U.S. National Archives. This is still work in the lab, but one day the time may come when you open your refrigerator, take out a small container of bacteria, and retrieve your address book or that mystery novel you've been working on. Over at another lab, this one at Harvard, researchers have been able to control the movements and functions of worms using sophisticated software and shooting very precise lasers at neurons in what we might think of as the worms' brains. The researchers were able to make worms change directions, modify their speed, and even lay eggs. The researchers are interested in learning more about how the neural circuits in brains work, and they were quick to claim that their work is only applicable to animals that are very, very small and transparent. So, in the words of researcher Andrew Leifer, quote, "There's no need to wear a tinfoil hat," end quote. A comment presumably meant to reassure us human beings that this would not work on us. Once again, we'll have to wait and see. And while we're talking about efforts to see what's going on in minds, down in Washington, it's time to renew sections of our old friend the Patriot Act, including the one that lets government agents get information about the reading habits of library and bookstore patrons, even if those patrons themselves are not targets of an investigation, as long as government agents can claim that the records are, quote-unquote, relevant to a national security investigation. These and other provisions of the current Patriot Act expire February 28th. So if you have anything to say about whether access to your reading habits, available through bookstores or libraries, should be so freely available to government agents, this would be a good time to let your congresspeople know your thoughts. If you'd like more background information, you might want to take a look at www.readerprivacy.org. It's a site sponsored by the American Booksellers Association, the American Library Association, the Association of American Publishers, and Pan American Center. So there they are, a few things that are likely to play a role in many of our lives in the not-too-distant future. And, of course, there are more coming along every week. We'll try to keep on examining new developments that bring the digital realm more powerfully into our physical everyday realm, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.